the family
are
there, and we have now received the terrible news which we have to transmit to yourselves. At 4:45 today, on the 5th of March, the commander president, Hugo Chavez, has died.
Unfortunately, Chavez came into power in Venezuela promising the people that had been left on the margins and ignored by the political class in that country a new opportunity to participate in the economy, participate in decision-making in the country. Unfortunately, he's destroyed the economy and centralized all power in his hands, decimated the democratic institutions in the country, and left the Venezuelan democracy in even worse shape.
It's almost like going back in time to the time of Hitler and the time of Stalin.
I'm thought of as an enemy of the government.
But stems from the highest levels of government.
It was in the middle of the night at the end of January 2009 when 15 armed men stormed the Tiferet Synagogue, overtaking the security guards. They entered the sanctuary here and they ransacked it. They took the Torah scrolls from their sacred place and they threw them on the floor. They went through the private studies, and on the outside, they spray painted anti-Semitic messages.
Death to the Jews, it said in the synagogue. That's what they left the message. Those were common thieves. Who are you trying to convince? One has to be an idiot to believe.
La pretensión hegemónica del imperialismo norteamericano pone en riesgo la supervivencia misma de la especie humana. El señor presidente de los Estados Unidos, a quien yo llamo el diablo,
Mr. Chavez leaves behind an economy that is entirely dependent on high oil prices. High inflation and shortages suggest whoever follows the populist will have their hands full. If oil prices fall, the economy could be in for a shock.
As you know, the currency was recently devalued, and there are a lot of hardcore Chavez supporters who are even asking, well, if the economy is doing so well, why did that happen? There's a problem with inflation.
Adding to the tension was Chavez's long list of dubious friends, a who's who of American enemies, from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, and Iraq's Saddam Hussein.
There are people who have suggested that you are somewhat loco.
I am aware that people say that about me, but I think that there are other people far crazier than I am.
He was a thug. He tried to dismantle democracy in his country, almost succeeded. And I think his country and the world would be improved by his passing. The only problem is that the man he appointed as successor is himself a hardcore communist.